Hi, I think I can be of some assistance. Hi, everybody. I'm Jillian, and I thought I'd talk to you about healthy eating habits today. Wow, you kids really are running this show. Well, that's good. I'm gonna need your help today. Are you guys ready to help me out? I'm sorry, kids, I couldn't hear you. Can you help me out today? That's more like it. Sounds like we've got some future cheerleaders in the crowd. What do you think, Casey Wolf? Well, yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you see any other wolves around here? Sorry, kids, you'll have to help me out with Casey Wolf today. He looks a little tired. Casey Wolf, did you eat your breakfast this morning? You didn't. Casey Wolf, don't you know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Oh boy. Skipping breakfast or any meal makes it really hard for your body to get all of the nutrients it needs. Kids, we're going to have to show Casey Wolf how important it is to eat a healthy breakfast. Will everyone who ate breakfast this morning raise your hands really high? Me too. Eating breakfast is very important for us cheerleaders to get the energy we need to perform at our best. And it's also very important for students. Eating a healthy breakfast gives you the essential nutrients to learn at your best. Casey Wolf, are you paying attention? Oh, you're right, Casey Wolf. Breakfast is cool. What do you think, kids? Can you say it with me? Breakfast is cool. You know, students who eat a healthy breakfast have better attention and memory. Plus, students who eat a healthy breakfast are less likely to be overweight. Casey Wolf, did you get that last part? Now, this one's really important. Eating a healthy breakfast is a great way to be on target for your daily nutrients, like calcium, the bone-building mineral found in milk, cheese, and yogurt, which are three great breakfast choices. In fact, milk contains nine essential nutrients important for students' health. I had a bowl of whole grain cereal with low-fat milk and a banana and strawberries for my breakfast this morning. It was the perfect way to fuel up before I went to practice. And as a snack, I like to enjoy low-fat chocolate milk. What do you think, Casey Wolf? Casey Wolf, where'd you go? Casey Wolf, that's my chocolate milk. Just because you didn't have your dairy doesn't mean you can steal mine. Well, I gotta go get back to practice. But before I go, would you guys like to see some of the routine we've been working on? We've just finished working on a new one for the Chiefs halftime show. Wanna see some of our dance moves? You got it. Just remember, always eat a healthy breakfast. Bye-bye.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Oh, sorry guys, I didn't see you there. I was just finishing up one of my workouts. I lost count a while back, but I think I did a little more than 1,000. You guys weren't counting, were you? Oh, okay. Well, I'm Dustin Colquitt, punter for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'd like to talk to you guys about getting physically active. What do you think? I thought so. That's why the Midwest Dairy Council and the Kansas City Chiefs want you to play for at least 60 minutes each day. That's just one time around the clock, and it doesn't even have to all be at the same time. How about it, kids? Can you all promise me that you'll play for 60 minutes each day? Awesome. How about you, Casey Wolf? Do you promise too? That's great. There are so many different activities you can do in order to play for 60 minutes every day. Say, Casey Wolf, wouldn't you mind showing us a few of those ways? It looks like Casey Wolf wants to watch one of his exercise DVDs. What do you think, kids? Should we watch this with him? Okay. If you say so, go ahead and start it up, Casey Wolf. Hey guys, what did you think? Me too. Hey Casey Wolf, while you're here, do you mind helping me warm up a bit? All you have to do is catch this football. You just might want to back up a little bit. Here it comes. Wow, that's a pretty cool touchdown dance. But I bet there's some teachers and students here who can do even better. That's right. Touchdown dance contest. What do you think, kids? Well, I wish I could stick around and watch this, but I really got to get back to practice. Don't forget to play for at least 60 minutes every day. Oh, and Casey Wolf, good luck on the touchdown dance contest. You're going to need it.
Chiefs have a pick six.
10-5. He'll trot into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Hi kids, I'm Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And before I talk to you about eating healthy, I'd like to show you some highlights from our favorite hometown team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Down he goes, the Chiefs bring the heat again. Derek Johnson came on the blitz. He's going to be engulfed in sack. Don Terry Poe.
You kidding me?
Texans went with minimum protection, and Kansas City makes them pay. Touchdown, Kansas City! Being rushed, he's cut down at the 26-yard line. Jay Howard. Here goes Charles at the 40. 45 into the secondary at midfield. Romo's hit from behind. It was Parker who got it. Smith goes up the middle. And it's intercepted. Intercepted Justin Houston. 10, 5, touchdown!
Will throw out of the pocket, throwing long. He wants Jeremy Maclin. What an incredible catch.
He cuts left. 5, touchdown! Sherman!
Those were awesome plays. Hey, today I'd like to talk to you about a few more plays that we've designed to make sure you're eating healthy and getting plenty of exercise every day, just like our football team. We have to make sure they fuel up before every game and practice to give them the energy they need to do their best. And we all know what happens when they do their best. Right, Casey Wolf? That's right. Touchdown! Kansas City. Say, let's see that famous touchdown dance again. And even more important, when you guys fuel up to play 60 with the right amount of healthy foods, you'll be at your best at school every day. Okay, let's get down to business. I'm going to run through four very important plays that will help you fuel up the Play 60 with the right kinds of foods. The first play is called the Protein Power Toss. If you start with a little protein, your muscles will have the power to get you through the day. Now, what's that play called, kids? For breakfast, I like to have eggs with some lean ham to get my protein. And for lunch, a chicken, tuna, or melty grilled cheese sandwich. For dinner, I enjoy lean beef or pork. And to help with my dairy servings, I love a tasty, low-fat yogurt for dessert. It's the perfect way to get your three servings of dairy every day. I've even got one right here for my afternoon fuel up.
I'm sorry, Wolf.
Did you want some of this yogurt? All right, come on over here. Gotcha. I heard you already got your dairy for the day, Casey Wolf. What are you trying to tell me? That you need three servings per day? Well, you're right, Wolf. Three servings of dairy are recommended every day. You're in luck. I've just got a spare low-fat yogurt around right here. Here you go, pal. Hey, that brings me to my next play, the triple dairy carry. This play is all about getting those three servings of dairy that will carry you throughout the day. Want to tell us a little more about it, Casey Wolf? Casey Wolf is going to point to one of the dairy options on his card, and I need you guys to shout out what it is. Ready? Very good, kids. That's what the triple dairy carry is all about. Getting those three dairy servings per day is very important, no matter which dairy foods you choose. The next play is called the Fruit and Veggie Half Plate Pass. Hey, this play is designed to fill half your plate with the essential fruits and vegetables so that you can pass the test. You've got your tomatoes, peppers, strawberries, apples. You can probably tell that I like the color red. What about you guys? Well, you can also substitute in some sweet potatoes, or broccoli, or maybe some oranges, or cantaloupe. Let me tell you, when these guys come together, it's a winning combination. So one more time for good measure. Filling half your plate with fruits and veggies is called what? You got it. Now the last play is called the Grain Go Route. This play is meant to give you the essential carbohydrates that you need to fuel up and play for at least 60 minutes every day. Fill a quarter of your plate with grains. The trick here is to have your whole grains make up half of that. I like to go with whole grain cereal or oatmeal for breakfast, whole wheat bread or tortillas for lunch, and maybe some spaghetti or macaroni with whole wheat pasta for dinner. Do you kids like macaroni? All right, just so we're on the same page, what's this play called again? Wow, you kids are really fast learners. You must have eaten a healthy breakfast today. Well, I have to get back to the booth, but before I go, remember to fuel up to Play 60.
This assembly program is brought to you by Midwest Dairy Farmers. As part of our partnership with the NFL in Fuel Up to Play 60, eat healthy, get active, and thank you for making a difference. Go Chiefs!